Chapter 6. The Jinn of the Deserts.
"Well," said Horse, "this is no good. We do all the hard work, but Camel does nothing. Man will not help us. He will not make Camel work. What can we do?" "I have got an idea," said Dog. "Let's call the Jinn of the Deserts. The Jinn can do anything. He will help us."
So the animals called the Jinn of the Deserts. They saw a white cloud and they heard a swish, swoosh sound. Next, there was a big bang, and then the Jinn appeared.
"What do you want?"
the Jinn asked.
"Our friend Camel is very lazy," said Horse. "We do all the work, but Camel does nothing. He won't carry man on his back."
"He won't fetch wood for him," said Dog.
"And he won't plough fields for him," said Ox. "He just wants to stay in the desert. He just wants to sleep and eat leaves and say, 'Humph.' Do you think that's fair?"
"No, I don't think that's fair," said the Jinn. "I will go to see that lazy Camel."
Then they saw the white cloud and they heard the swish, swoosh sound. Next, there was a big bang and the Jinn was there no more. So the Jinn went to see Camel. Camel looked into a pool of water. He saw his face and it made him laugh.
"You are very lazy, my friend," said the Jinn. "All the animals must help man."
"Humph," said Camel.
"Just humph." And that was all.